This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
And so all the girls going, I love you. And I said, I know, because I can cut hair, I design dresses, I design yardage prints, I can bake a souffle.
And make bread.
I can do a small dinner party for 35 without breaking a nail and tidying up at the same time.
Why?
It's a very good look, but it's the only one look in the world that turns girls on.
It's a pity I can't do any of those things.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to give me some of your hints.
I need to do the same things that make men go gaga.
But Benny,
yes.
If you were to find somebody who was exactly like you and did the same things as you.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Oh, yes, it would. If they were
You
hot.
Want someone to do it for, don't you?
No.
No? Really?
No.
I don't think it would.
Oh, Frank, you know
You'd
what?
You'd be competing
the
against
each
other.
The days of the one-way street are over. I'm looking for dual carriageway, honey. I am. Oh, Frank.
Yes, and we did make contact.
Have we gone to LA?
Hello.
Hello? Oh, Bubbles. Okay. First of all, Bubbles, condolences. I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. It was a very sudden thing. Okay. Bubbles, I think we might have to leave it there, Bubbles. Thanks, Bubs. Your weekend has just begun. I've got a message here from the lovely Petro. Chemical plant. No, Petro. Lovely Petro.
Petro who does boombox.
Does he do boombox?
Yes, Tuesdays at 11
oh,
o'clock.
Oh, lovely. Benny, I'd love to taste your Galactoburrico. I'm sure. But, you know, a lot of people did comment on my Galactoburrico because at the same time I made...
It's the first time you've made one of those?
No, it's not. Well, I did a couple of phyllo rolls where I put the I put the baked custard in there and then I did...
You should have kept me a bit.
But you know what? It's not good a couple of days later.
It goes. Does it go hard?
There's nothing like a fresh, hot custard out of the oven. Is there?
I'm not fond of custard. I'm not big. I've never liked snot blocks either.
Oh, so, I adore a snot block.
Do you? You love those vanilla slices.
I love cannoli because I am Obi-Wan Cannoli. You're more a chew baklava.
Maybe. You're right. Yeah, I love a nut.
You do love a nut. And you're a hard nut to crack.
Am I?
And as long as you're in your shell, you don't go off. Do you know what I mean? You don't like coming out of it, do you?
Well, what did Petro ask? Did he want something in particular?
Well, a lot of people said, can I taste your Galactoburrico? And I said, of course, you know me. Very welcome to come and have your Galactoburrico, but you've got to come and get it. I'm not that kind of, I don't do home calls. I don't do delivery.
Well, how do people know that you've made it?
You know, if I was a town, I'd be like your Bethlehem.
How? People visit it.
When I put the star out, when I put the sign out, people have to pilgrimage to my house.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes. What I adore about that, rather than doing the house call, rather than bringing it to people, is I think the people that could pick up on the sign are welcome to the treasure. It's that time of the year again. You know what time of the year it is?
No.
The gaydar profile gets revamped.
Oh, does it?
Because, it's been dormant for a long while.
Oh, so you've...
But once the temperature started to drop, the gaydar came out.
Oh, okay. So have you done a sort of a renovation of it?
I have, and I've realised what a sad mistake it was bringing it out into the open.
You've gone down this road before.
Oh, I know, Frank, and you've warned me... And I know, but it's like playing with matches. There's something good about striking the match. But I have got burnt. Well, this is the typical kind of conversation that Benny Fat Latte gets into. There's someone online. I read carefully. Sometimes I'm just in a friendly mood and I'll just say hello to anyone. And then you get about 20 messages coming back saying, F off.
Okay.
Oh, great. This community is so... friendly. But anyway, I knew that was going to happen, so that was okay. But you know what I didn't expect? 5 people in a row, I say hello, right? And if I was to say hello to you, Frank, what would you say?
Hi.
Yeah. The answer to hello is hello, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, well.
But when when Benny Fat Latte says hello.
Are you saying it in caps?
No, I didn't.
Saying, hello!
I didn't scream hello. The response I get is a small essay, right? It's like, okay. I'm really sorry, mate. I just split up with my boyfriend. I've had a tragic split up. Blah, blah, blah. Oh. I'm really not. You know, and it's like this really long explanation as to why they can't even start a conversation because they're so emotionally damaged from the relationship they just were. And I'm like, so a couple of them I said, but I haven't even explained to you that I can cook galactoburrito.
And that all came from hello.
That's what happened. And even people say, Benny, go out. And I go, yeah, look, I go out and the same thing happens. People then get angry with me, right?
Yeah.
And they say, you know, when you go out, what do you do? Because they're going to go, I see you're doing something wrong. And I go, okay, I have a shower.
So you smell fresh.
I put on some nice clothes.
Cologne.
Not too much cologne, just a tiny spritz, just a hint of cologne.
A spritz.
And they go, do you go up to people and say hello? And I go, well, actually, you know what? I have.
But that's okay.
And do you know what the response is? People go, hi, mate. Yeah, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. Because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Maybe you should be more wallflower.
No, that doesn't work at all.
Oh, okay.
You know what happens to them?
What?
All the drunk guys go up to... I've tried being the... Drunk people come up and they think you're some sort of totem pole. I don't mind a drink every now and then, but pickled is ridiculous. The chimpanzee, which co-starred in a dozen Tarzan flicks back in the night.
Cheetah?
Yes, Cheetah.
Is he alive still?
Cheetah is alive. But guess what Cheetah's up to? Cheetah, the chimpanzee's up to.
Was Cheetah boy or girl?
He's sitting down, so I can't tell.
Was he sitting on his assets?
I don't think they used male chimps in the movie.
He looked quite large, so I thought he might have been.
How did you see it?
Cheetah, no, I meant like him. He looked quite large.
Oh.
The animal.
The lovely cheetah has somehow managed to live to the age of 75, right?
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
And he's officially he's listed now in the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest living non-human primate.
It must be very pampered, I'd say.
He's publishing his memoirs.
He's publishing his memoirs.
Cheetah is publishing his memoirs.
Is it an autobiography?
It's autobiographical. And you know what's really scary?
What?
Have you ever seen a chimp write?
No.
I've never seen a chimp hold a pen. The only thing I've seen, he might have been able to scrawl a bit of chook writing with his fingernail, but I'd hate to think where the inkwell was.
Oh dear.
Do you know what I think? You know what I mean? I think that book looks like it's got Nutella ink on it. I was watching a show and they were talking about young Suri. Suri. And you know Suri Cruz.
Suri Cruz.
Yeah. Because
how old is she now?
She's
hitting two or three.
Well, apparently poor Suri has had to go and have like psychological testing and stuff.
What do you mean?
Because they've moved to LA, apparently.
Yeah.
And she's not coping with moving to LA.
Where were they previous to that?
Well, they used to live in New York.
Right.
And Suri loves New York.
And that doesn't mess with your head.
You know, if we were going to talk to someone anyway, it doesn't really matter. Oh.
Hello, Joy Melbourne.
Hello.
Hello.
No, thank you.
Hey, Anonna.
Long time.
Long time, I know. How are you going?
No bit, thank
you. No pig flu?
Pig flu?
Yeah.
No.
No, you didn't get the pig flu?
No, my husband has flu, but he's always a pig. You know.
Has someone come to visit you lately?
Yeah, someone come and visit my hair.
Yeah.
Young girl.
Young girl?
Yeah,
who's that?
Baby girl.
Nikki Webster.
No, please, you know that one. She no girl anymore. Listen.
Yes.
Tom and Kate.
Suri.
Suri, yeah. Yeah, young baby Suri come in my house and the husband and Tom too much.
Too much what?
Not too much. Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Tom. Tom.
Tom Cruise.
Cruising.
I gotcha. Yeah. Did they leave sewage with you?
They bloody left it behind because they said, Nonna, this sewage, she too depression.
Too depression?
Yes. Bloody Tom telling me.
Yeah.
You know, one night we're talking, you know, I'm making a pasta, and he goes, no, you know, Nonna.
Yeah.
I'm very worried of sewage.
Yeah, what? Why?
We're moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And sewage becoming depression. And I tell him, listen, no, is Los Angeles. I think depressed because I think...
Too much smog.
No. They say she like a New Yorker.
Oh.
You know, she like a bagel. She like... You know?
They eat too much rubbish.
Oh, too much bloody rubbish.
Yeah, they do.
But you leave a sewage, quite Nonna. leave here with Nonna 2 months.
Yeah.
Bloody new kid.
Really?
Yeah.
And he left her?
No, I'm still married to the bitch.
No, did he leave sewage with you?
Yeah, sewage here now. She's very happy. You know what she loves?
What?
She loves the broom. She loves the mop. She loves the sponge.
Does she really love it, or do you just put it in her hand?
Well, she bloody learned to love it, Frank, like all of us.
We do have a home air helpline, one that's trickled through from Johanna. Johanna was, she wrote to us last week, and she has a sort of a follow-up home air helpline, which I'm about to read.
Is it a follow-up from last? Is it a part two?
Well, she says, Dear Lattes, I thoroughly enjoyed receiving your remedy on the Homo Helpline last week regarding my straightness, possibly resulting from having a beige name like Joanna. And thank you for the suggestion to switch to Johanna. Far more rainbow encouraging. She says, as I mentioned, I am straight.
Oh.
Yes, but since I was young, around 12, and before being aware of the existence of options for romantic and sexual preferences, I was mostly smitten by pop famous people who, as I found out later, were gay. So she had crushes on Boy George, George Michael. While I'm happily married with children, what do you think that makes me? A straight girl with a fattish for certain...
I think that's fetish.
No, she said fattish because it's a fat latte.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A fattish for certain type of gay men. Well, to me, it means you're a lesbian. Don't you think?
Why?
Because she likes girls.
But they're not girls. What are you talking about?
Oh, have you seen them on stage? They're girls.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how I love men that stand with their legs apart like the letter
like
A?
Like an A-frame.
They're not A-frame.
They're not. What are they?
Like, if you put a chop between their legs, it would certainly turn into mincemeat by the end of 5 minutes walk down the catwalk. Let's say, at a buffet, she's more likely to enjoy the deviled eggs rather than the chop.
Is that like a boiled egg with mayonnaise on it or something?
That's it, Frank. Dusted with some curry powder.
Okay, yeah.
Gourmet. So we had a couple of messages regarding our Homo Helpline this evening from Johanna. Johanna, someone's written in and they said they've only got two words for you, Johanna. And those two words are fag and hag. And I think you know that already. One of our listeners, Frank, called and we were having a little bit of a discussion because he was very intrigued by the Johanna Homo Helpline. And he was asking me if I really did think that she may have had a tiny bit of... a bit of les going on. But you know what? I'm going to retract.
How highly unusual.
I mean, there are probably a few leses out there that like Boy George.
But Boy George kind of was did the androgyny thing.
But what was appealing about that look? Little princesses liked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I a little princess?
Jeez. So a lot of girls would have loved that look. You know, that's not a confronting masculine kind of.
Oh, okay. So they felt comfortable with it.
They felt, they had a sense of control.
Right.
See,
that's an interesting analysis.
See, the same girls didn't like Lee Majors.
The $6 million man.
Or Magnum PI.
No, you're probably right there.
Yeah, see, it's the hair.
Is it the hair now?
Yeah. See, I would look at Magnum P.I. and go, ooh, and Tarzan. See, a lot of those girls didn't like Tarzan. All you need is a flip of that little skirt and you would have, you know, had Python in your face.
His little lap.
And Boy George, did you ever imagine?
No.
No, see, I never visualised Boy George's penis. But, you know, like I visualised Magnum P.I.'s. Did you ever visualise Tarzan's penis?
I don't know about visualising, but, you know, you looked for it.
Like you would have, you were running along in the jungle and you tripped over and fell and then Tarzan came to pick you up. But just before he picked you up, you got a glimpse of the old fella. Is that not a boy's fantasy?
I don't know if it's a boy's fantasy, but it's obviously yours.
Well, you don't want to be running through the jungle, trip over, and then have Boy George hand you a lipstick. Recently, one of my sisters has moved in with me.
Did she bring clutter with her?
She's got long hair. Do you know what I've got?
You've got...
I've got a clogged bathroom sink. I don't know what chicks do... But why their hair ends up in every hole, every corner. There is serious, there's fur balls everywhere. There's hair everywhere.
See, that happens to me.
In the shower. And the other thing too that a lot of them do is diet. And after they've dieted, it all like snaps off. Sometimes I'll go have a shower and I'll look down at my feet because now I can see them a little bit better. And it looks like Chewbacca just farted.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.